Hi, fam!
My name is Counselor Esther Sholari. I am a certified marriage and relationship counselor, and you are welcome to Marriage Worthy Podcast. So here we talk about singlehood, relationship, marriage, and everything in between. We talk about it in the most engaging, exciting, and godly way. Yes, we talk about God. So you are in for a beautiful learning moment. Stay with me. Hey, fam. Okay, so today we'll be talking about the foundation. Yes, that's our topic for today. Welcome. Oh my God. This topic, there is a story behind it, and I am going to share that story. I was in between posting it on my status or, you know, just sharing it as a podcast, but I think I just might do the two. So I had a session with a couple, with a married couple, this past week, and the wife particularly is bent on divorcing. And the way my marriage counseling sessions work is I do individual sessions first. That's a private time with the husband, a private time with the wife, and then we come together and we do a session. So the third session would feature myself, the husband, and the wife. And if there is a need for subsequent sessions, we also make that available. And in the course of the private sessions, I realized again, it's not even like I realized, it was more like a confirmation for me, that this thing I always say about foundation, it is the truth. So this particular person said they were dating, and then she got pregnant, and her mother said, no, you can't be a single mom, you have to get married, you have to marry the person that impregnated you. And that was it. They did a wedding, and years down the line, one party is telling the other party, oh, you wasted my life. Oh, it's such a wrong decision to have married you. And it's so sad that they are at that junction now and they are divorcing. Why would you marry someone just because you got pregnant for the person? And people do this. Mothers pressure their children to do this. It is so wrong. It is so bad. It is so unnecessary. It is so unnecessary. I am only using pregnancy because that's like what caused theirs. But there are many people who marry for the wrongest. Is there a word like wrongest? I hope there is, it I have created it for the wrongest reasons. Like, it is sad. It's appalling. You ask the person, well, okay, so why are you marrying this person? They will tell you, he has money. Seriously? Is that all? That's the only reason? No depth, nothing. You would see the cracks that are there before marriage will turn to major earthquakes after marriage. Like, it's just like that. It will crumble. It is just a fact. Except if both parties sit down to patch things up. And this is why I strongly, emphasis on strongly, recommend professional premarital counseling. I am not just saying counseling, no. You can go and do premarital counseling in your church. I know churches do it. But not many churches are standard enough in terms of their counseling to provide that wholesome, in-depth counseling that would really, really help couples. For me, as a professional counselor, when I sit with an intending couple, I need just 1 hour with them to figure out the pain points of that relationship and potential problem areas of that marriage. I need just 1 hour from the first session, because it's so easy to see. Just ask some few strategic questions and watch the answers. Like, listen carefully to the answers. Listen carefully to the tone behind the answers, to the feelings. Just ask. It will shock you. Two people on two different wavelengths. They are seeing the problem, oh, they are hearing the answers themselves, oh, but they're like, you're cute. I am not even talking about red flags. Red flag is a different conversation entirely. I am just talking about the idea that people marry for the wrongest reasons, and also the idea that people see these issues beforehand. They see that they have problem areas and they refuse to deal with it. They refuse, and then they marry and they constitute a problem to the society. Unfortunately, there will be children in that mix, and those children will bear the brunt of the stupid decisions of these people that had no business getting married in the first place. So if you are not married and you are listening to this, have it at the back of your mind that you must do premarital counseling. And you, even if you are doing church counseling, and add it. Professional counseling must be a part of it. So that, because there's a difference between someone you pay money to for a particular service and someone that's just doing it for you for free. There are two different things. Someone who you are paying to is obligated to deliver. But church can just tell you, whoa, service was too long today. I am tired. Whoa, my child is not feeling fine. Like, they can just tell you anything, and that's it. And you know, it's appalling that people will say, oh, the money is too much. Do you know how much divorce costs? No, just share. Just go and Google it. Just try. Cost of divorce in Nigeria. Just go through the process, the legal process involved in getting a divorce in Nigeria. So was telling me that before you can even think of divorce, your marriage must be up to 2 years. Then the divorce process itself, before it will be legalized, from the day you submit that you want to divorce to the day it is legal, is like another 2 years. So the two of you would have spent like 4 years in marriage, in quotes. 4 years. Wasted life. So if you can prevent these things, prevent it. And even if you're not doing counseling, go online, read books, ask questions, like, go for classes, ask your partner, hey, joko erunu, ask yourself questions. This Hakimi, what is his name? That is somebody's role model as we speak. A man has gone to deposit money into his mother's account as we speak. And then the guy is telling you, oh, I love you. And you're like, oh my God, he wants to marry me. I am so mean. Oh yes, tall, dark, and handsome, that's the spec. Are you joking? You are joking with your future, with 70 years of your life. You are joking with somebody that does not trust you. He already has that idea that, oh, women cannot be trusted. Is that really what you want for your life? Some of you already, you already have that idea that, it doesn't matter what happens, Jerry, now cheating will end up last. And that is why your partner will cheat. That, yes, because you've spoken it into existence. So if it does not happen, self, there is a problem. It has to happen now, because that is what you believe. That's what you believe. I sit in sessions with intended couples. Sorry, I'm so sorry I'm sounding so vexed. I think I am vexed. It's just sad. Because for me personally, I have spent the past 6 years of my life saying these things. And when I now see people fall for these mistakes, it hurts me. So this particular story I'm talking about, this couple I'm referring to, they have a child. What will happen to that child? What will happen? There are so many things that has gone on that way in that marriage. So many things. So many. Because when your partner begins to say, oh, you wasted my life, you should know it's coming from a place. And that is why women, stop pressuring men to marry you. Stop it. Stop all this. Oh, they're letting you use pregnancy to tie him down. You will tie yourself down eventually. Yes, you will just become Isaac without a substitute. That's what you would become. Stop tying yourself down. Stop it. Because for him, I am so sure he just married her under duress. He wasn't ready. And that's why in my book, Dear Brides to Be, I clearly talked about pregnancy before marriage. I clearly talked about it. Because there are people who fall into that trap. They now marry, they marry under coercion, marry under duress. And then they get into marriage and they begin to feel like, oh, I am not supposed to be married right now. Oh, I am not supposed to be with this person. Oh, this person is not even what I want. Because initially they were probably just dating, they're just catching cruise. So then they now get pregnant and it's like, oh, I didn't really know this person. Oh, what have I done to myself? Ah, what is the action point? The action point is, if you are not yet married, apply wisdom. Go for premarital counseling. And by all means, save up for professional premarital counseling. It is an investment on your marriage. You need it, so save up for it. And if you are married, and you have single people around you, encourage them. Tell them. Let them know. Let them know that these are things that ought to be done. Prayers, Daddy. Honestly, I'm tired. But I just ask you that you help your children. Help them that it won't be too late before they begin to see and understand. Help them to make decisions that their future will be grateful for. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. So this podcast is proudly sponsored by Marriage Worthy Network. Do well to join our community by visiting www.marriageworthy.net. Also, book professional counseling sessions with me at www.imolecounseling.com. That is I-M-O-L-E, then counseling.com. You get, I love you. I celebrate you. To have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.